That's the end of the news from London.
Which was read by Marion Marshall. You're listening to the World Service of the BBC.
From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti's new president, Aristide, wastes no time dumping the Valierists. Guyana's president, Hoyt, stands firm with Suriname. And a Grenadian government minister predicts this for the region.
I am afraid that I see in the crystal ball each Caribbean island getting into President Bush's initiative on its own.
I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide yesterday became Haiti's first properly elected president since it won independence from France almost 200 years ago. David Adams, who is in Port-au-Prince, told me that although President Aristide reached out to all sectors of Haitian society in his speech, he did not shy away from taking tough decisions.
Right at the end of his speech, he surprised everyone by dismissing six very senior military officers, most of them generals, leaving General Gerard Abraham as the head of the armed forces, for whom he reserved special praise. He announced these retirements at the same time as announcing the promotion of several colonels to more senior ranks. So it was a very intelligent move. First of all, it was the kind of immediate justice that the people here have been crying out for, while at the same time offering or bringing forward, promoting up the ranks, new colonels from whom Father Aristide can expect a degree of loyalty.
Any indications in the speech as to his policies, what sort of policies, economic policies he's likely to adopt?
Well, he's announced he's already received some donations from abroad, from Taiwan and Germany, and hopes to exploit promises of assistance from the EEC. One of the most interesting announcements yesterday, which gave one of the few indications we have about his policies, was in regard to the military. He's saying that he hopes to increase pay for soldiers and also increase their living conditions, clean up the barracks and make life a bit more comfortable for them, which is regarded here as one of the most intelligent moves that he's made so far, hoping obviously by that means to establish the kind of loyalty that he hopes from the military to ensure that there are no further coups against him from the remnants of the Tonton Macoute and the Duvalierists.
So fairly hopeful signs then that this presidency and the new Haiti will succeed.
Yes, I think everyone was very encouraged by the speech, even those who don't have much sympathy for Father Aristide, particularly amongst the elite, the bourgeoisie, the rich business class. I think there was one key phrase in Aristide's speech which gave them a great deal of reassurance when he said very emphatically and repeated several times, "Let there be no more bloodshed, not one more blood shall be spilt." And this was taken as meaning that he would restrain mob rule and ensure against any future occurrences of what's known here as déchoucage, or the uprooting of the old order.
David Adams reporting from Port-au-Prince. Guyana's president, Desmond Hoyt, has broken the virtual isolation of the military-backed interim government in Suriname. And he says no one can dictate his foreign policy. Mr. Hoyt is the first head of state to meet with Suriname's interim president, Johan Krag, who was installed after the Christmas Eve coup. This report from Sharif Khan in Georgetown.
The two men met yesterday in the eastern Guyana border town of Skeldon, and Mr. Hoyt told reporters afterwards they agreed that the momentum of bilateral relations should not be influenced in any way. Major Western backers of Mr. Hoyt's critical economic recovery program, including the United States and Venezuela, strongly condemned the Suriname coup. Asked if he did not fear the consequences for his recovery plans of meeting with Mr. Krag, the Guyanese president was direct.
The fact that different countries might take a different line in relation to Suriname is is not a matter which influences our own policy. We have to take an independent line consistent with our own self-interest.
Guyana did not join other CARICOM countries in condemning the coup, and Mr. Hoyt explained.
Constitutional arrangements vary from country to country. And that is why we were not inclined when the events occurred in December to go rush into judgment. As it turned out, if we had said the military should give back power, we would have been in a pretty absurd situation today because there is no military government.
He says Mr. Clark has not asked him to lobby against possible moves by CARICOM to curtail Suriname's observer status in the regional community. Asked if Guyana would oppose such a move, Mr. Hoyt said he will want a full debate based on the facts and expects there will be consensus at any future meeting. Mr. Henk Herrenberg, special advisor to Suriname Army Chief Desi Bouterse, told the BBC Caribbean Report.